Well, Advent is a season of hope and anticipation and preparation. Our readings today and all of our Advent readings and so much of Scripture, proclaims audacious expectations for the future that are really only credible through faith. In Paul's letter to the Philippians, he says, "I am confident of this, that the one who began this good work in you will complete it on the day of Christ." And in St. Luke, John the Baptist proclaims, "Prepare the way of the Lord. All flesh shall see the salvation of God." And in the reading from the prophet Baruch, he proclaims, "Up, Jerusalem, stand upon the heights. Look to the east and see your children gathered, rejoicing that they are remembered by God." If we are people of faith, we will be joyful and full of hope, despite sometimes evidence to the contrary. God has not forgotten us. The prophet Baruch proclaims that his people, his children, has been remembered by God. I think sometimes we might feel like, where is God? Where is God in all this mess around us? Has God forgotten about us? Well, the prophet proclaims that God has not forgotten his people. He has not forgotten his promises. And that's important for us to remember if we are prone to getting discouraged at times. And what are those promises? They're really no less than the full coming of the reign of God, which was begun with Jesus' first coming and will be completed at his second coming. The kingdom of peace and justice and love, where we will all live together as God's family, as brothers and sisters in God's family, caring for one another, where there will be no poverty or injustice or oppression or exclusion or sadness. I mean, that's really a fantastic vision, and one that's only possible through faith. And that's what we're called to believe in. As people of faith, we believe that this is possible through God's power and through God's grace. And we are called to work toward that end. Both in the readings from Baruch and Luke, the talk about the need to prepare the way of the Lord by filling in valleys and gorges and to lower hills and mountains, to smooth out rough ways and make level paths for our Lord to come. So Advent is a time of that preparation for the Lord, to make it possible for him to come more fully into our world, into our lives, into our hearts, into our families, our communities. And what are these valleys and gorges we need to fill in, and these hills and mountains we need to level in order to prepare a pathway for Jesus to come to us this Christmas, come into our world and our community and our family? What are the obstacles that really keep Jesus from being able to come to us today? And I thought about that, and I came up with a few based on my conversations with people. I really do think the number one obstacle today is a certain low-grade hopelessness. I hear people talking about feeling discouraged. Even some people talk about feeling depressed by the state of the world and some of the things happening in the church. And there can be a resultant feeling of why bother? There's nothing really I can do. That can be a real obstacle, that feeling of just of discouragement. What comes from, and that really does come, my friends, if we give into that, that comes from a lack of faith that God is indeed in charge and that the ultimate victory has been won and ultimate success is really guaranteed. Our belief, and this is important, our belief, if God is in charge, we really believe that every act of kindness, every act of caring, every helping of our neighbor, every work for justice does matter and does make a difference and does send ripples of love throughout the world, throughout the universe, throughout the cosmos. And we really need faith to believe that we shouldn't give up. We should really work for justice. We should continue to be kind. We should continue to care for one another, help those in need, work for a better world. We shouldn't give up, because in faith we know that whatever we do does make a difference. It really does, even if it doesn't, it's not real apparent at the time. I think a lack of trust in God and his power and grace is a valley that needs to be filled. I think a mountain that needs to be leveled is pride and selfishness, which can take different forms. One subtle form of pride and selfishness is kind of the illusion that it all depends on me, rather than realizing that it's really a communal effort that ultimately depends on God. And this is important. If we all do our part, however small that might be, maybe it's just simple acts of kindness, helping a classmate, helping around the house, being kind to our spouse, being kind to our parents, being kind to our siblings, being kind to our classmates and workmates, our fellow parishioners, putting up with someone who maybe rubs us the wrong way, that if we all do our part, God will multiply our loaves and fishes, and all will indeed be satisfied. If we all do something, the kingdom of God will come about through God working in us. So it's ultimately God's work, but God does work through us, and God doesn't do it and won't do it and can't do it without us. But it really does not rely on us alone. And the other form of pride and selfishness, I think, is less subtle, and that's that it's really all about me, my family, my tribe. I can't be bothered by anybody else's needs. There's that strain of selfishness which we can see really in our world today, and maybe it even can creep into ourselves at times. It's me first, my tribe first. So there are 7,000 migrants from Central America at the Mexican border. What's that to me? We better send down the troops and make sure those people don't get into our country. We got to keep those people out. We don't want those people in our country. Or another form of that is, as long as I'm taken care of, why should I worry about those who aren't? As long as I have health insurance, why should I worry about those who don't? That's their problem, not mine. So there are probably others, but those are just some of the forms of, some of the obstacles I see, some of the attitudes that can creep in, that kind of that hopelessness or discouragement or why bother, kind of a cynicism. And then a kind of a subtle form, or not so subtle forms of selfishness that can creep in, where we just worry about ourselves and our family and don't really, you know, we don't think of ourselves as our brothers and sisters keeper. So this Advent, let us all really be filled with hope. We should, as people of faith, we should be people of hope and joy. Let us renew our faith that will motivate us by God's grace to fill every valley and level every hill and every mountain that are obstacles to God's entry into our world at this Christmas time, and bring about the full fulfillment of his rule here on earth. So I think those are things that we're really called to, that we don't give up, we don't get discouraged, we keep up the good fight, we keep on trying to be good people, kind people, caring people, helpful people, working for justice. We keep doing that in faith. We realize doesn't all depend on us, but it's a communal effort, and ultimately depends on God. And we also have to overcome our own maybe lethargy or sloth and selfishness to really extend ourselves to care about our brothers and sisters in need. Let's pray this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.